Numbers chapter 15. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, and said, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When you come to the land of your dwelling places, which I am giving you, you will perform a fire offering to the Lord, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice, by committing yourself to a vow, or in a freewill offering, or in your festivals, by making a sweet fragrance to the Lord, from the oxen or from the sheep. And the offerer will offer his oblation to the Lord, a meal offering of a tenth measure of fine flour, mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil. And you will put wine on the burnt offering, or the sacrifice, as a libation, a quarter of a hin per lamb. Or for a ram you will make a meal offering of 2/10 measures of fine flour, mixed with a third of a hin of oil, and wine for the libation, a third of a hin. You will offer a sweet fragrance to the Lord. And when you perform the burnt offering of a bull calf, or a sacrifice by committing yourself to a vow, or perform peace offerings to the Lord, he will offer with the bull calf a meal offering of 3/10 measures of fine flour, mixed with half a hin of oil. And you will offer wine as a libation, half a hin, as a fire offering, as a sweet fragrance to the Lord. That is how it will be performed for one ox, or for one ram, or for a small cattle animal from the lambs or goats. For whatever number you carry out, that is how you will perform the offering for each one, according to their number. Every native citizen will perform these things this way, by offering a fire offering as a sweet fragrance to the Lord. And if a foreigner is dwelling with you, or whoever is in your midst, throughout your generations, he will perform a fire offering as a sweet fragrance to the Lord. As you do, so shall he do. Convocation. There will be one statute for you and for the foreigner who is temporarily resident. It is an age-abiding statute for your generations. As it is for you, so for the foreigner shall it be before the Lord. It will be one law and one regulation for you and for the foreigner dwelling with you. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you come to the land to which I am bringing you, it will come to pass that when you partake of the bread of the land, you will offer a heave offering to the Lord. You will offer a heave offering of cake, of the first of your groats. As a heave offering of produce on the threshing floor, so you will offer it. You will give the Lord a heave offering of the first of your groats throughout your generations. And if you go astray and do not carry out all these commandments which the Lord has spoken to Moses, everything that the Lord commanded you through the intermediacy of Moses, from the day when the Lord gave commandment, and since then for your generations, then it will come to pass, if it was done hidden from the eyes of the congregation, in a sin through ignorance, then the whole congregation will carry out a burnt offering of one bull calf of the oxen as a sweet fragrance to the Lord, with its meal offering and its libation according to the regulation, and one kid of the goats as a sin offering. And the priest will make atonement for the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, and it will be forgiven them, for it was a sin through ignorance. And they will bring their oblation, a fire offering to the Lord, and their sin offering, before the Lord for their sin through ignorance. And it will be forgiven the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, and the foreigner who is temporarily resident in their midst, because all the people were in a sin of ignorance. And if one person sins by a sin of ignorance, then he will offer a one-year-old she-goat as a sin offering, and the priest will atone for the person who has sinned through ignorance, in a sin of ignorance before the Lord, by atoning for him, and it will be forgiven him. There will be one law for you, both for the native of the sons of Israel and for the foreigner who is temporarily resident in their midst, for him who commits a sin of ignorance. But as for any person who acts presumptuously, whether from the native citizens or the foreigners, reviling the Lord, that person will be cut off from the midst of his people. For he has despised the word of the Lord, and he has broken his commandment. That person will certainly be cut off. His iniquity is on him. Now when the sons of Israel were in the desert, they found a man collecting wood on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses and Aaron and to the whole congregation. And they put him in custody, for it had not been declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, "The man will certainly be put to death. The whole congregation will stone him outside the camp." So the whole congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him, and he died, according to what the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them that they are to make fringes on the edges of their clothes throughout their generations, and they are to put a cord of blue material on the fringes, on the edge. And it will be a fringe to you, and when you see it, you will remember all the Lord's commandments, and you will carry them out, and you will not go about after your own heart and after your own eyes, in which case you would be committing whoredom, going off after them, so that you remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt to be God to you. I am the Lord your God."